my daughter, a beautiful 9-year-old, almost 10. Just one of the joys of my life. Grief on top of grief on top of grief. I've lost my wife, lost my home, lost everything that I owned. And grief on top of 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 grief is a difficult thing. But I know that I'm not alone. I know that many of you have experienced grief on top of grief, on top of grief, on top of grief. New Life's story started out so amazing, but it's had some interesting twists. And for many of you, it's caused a great deal of pain. But God is faithful. You can't imagine how faithful God is. Some of you have experienced it. Some of you have experienced griefs that you did not think that you could make it through, and yet you have. God has a lot to say about that. In Romans chapter 5, I believe we're going to put that up on the screen. Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. This is what Paul had to say. Therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we've also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And more than that, Paul says, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. God's story from beginning to end is a story of redemption. God is the God who redeems. God can take sad stories. God can take messed up lives. God can take ruined marriages. God can take the worst that Satan can bring. And God can redeem those things. I know. I have experienced it. The fact that I am the one here this morning speaking at New Life Christian Church is a testimony to God's faithfulness. God loves every single one of you more than you can ever dream or more than you can imagine. And even though you've been through so many hard times, I'm here to tell you that God is in the business of redemption. There was perhaps never a more discouraged group of people in the history of the world than the 12 apostles. Y'all remember the story. It's almost Easter. But those men spent 3 years with Jesus. He poured everything into them. They left everything for Him. They followed Him. They trusted Him. They believed in Him. They gave up everything. And they marched into Jerusalem, and people were putting palm limbs down so that the donkey he was riding on did not even touch the dirt. I mean, some of y'all saw the Coming to America, where Eddie Murphy is this prince, and when he walks, you know, when the king walks anywhere that his dad walked, they would get out and throw rose petals on the ground so that the only thing his feet would touch were rose petals. His apostles, Jesus' apostles, saw him ride into Jerusalem triumphantly. and they had been waiting for him to come. They had been waiting for the kingdom of God to be restored. They had prayed for it. They had begged. They had pleaded, and now they believed with everything in them that this was the time. And they were excited. And they thought, man, he is going to be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is going to reign from the temple in Jerusalem. He will be king. And we're his best friends. It's good to be best friends with the king. And they went in, and their hearts were about to explode with the thrill of victory. And while they were there, Jesus was crucified. Jesus was hung up on a cross in a miserable, horrible, terrible way. He was bloody, he was beaten, he was torn apart. And they saw it. And they were broken. They were so broken that it says in you can read the end of Matthew, Mark, Luke. It says they were so broken, they were so scared, they were so confused and dazed that they didn't even go and get his body off the cross. This other guy, Joseph of Arimathea, had to go and get his body down. Some women from a distance followed and saw where they laid him in the ground. His best friends weren't even there. They were so distraught. Their lives were changed forever. And some of you have been there. That's where I have lived. And it would be the most horrible place on earth to be. Except for 3 days later, the Lord of Lords, God of Gods, was resurrected. He came back to life. And when his 12 friends, or 11 that were left, when those 11 saw him breathing alive again, and he went to them and he told them, look, your story's not over. It's just going to begin. Those men changed the world. There was nothing that could stop them because they knew nothing could hurt them more than they had been hurt. Nothing could slow them down. They had seen the resurrected Lord. God is a God of redemption. New Life's story is not over. It's just another chapter, maybe another volume is about to start. You see, my story includes Rising Hope that became a part of New Life and saw God do amazing things through New Life. And then my story got all, I mean, I went to churches, I helped plant churches, but my passion's always been here in Douglas County. And a year ago, I was able to team up with a group that had a passion for Douglas County that was just like the one that I started out with 16 years ago, that was just like the one that Sam Warren started out with 20 plus years ago. And that is who One Community is. And it thrills me more than you could ever imagine. It just thrills me that my friends are going to come and be a part of that story. Grief is a funny thing. Change brings grief. I've done a lot of weddings as a preacher. And it's a strange thing, but often when I'm up in front and I'm proceeding over a wedding. Often there are people on the front rows of weddings that are crying. Mothers often cry at their children's weddings. Why? Because they know that life is going to be changed forever for their daughter. Their daughter isn't dying, but they're still grieving who their daughter is and the life that their daughter has had. And their daughter's standing up here just grinning from ear to ear and about to take a brand new name. She's going to have a whole new family. And the world looks brighter on that day for most people than the world ever looks. I mean, it's a celebration. The church is the bride of Christ. New life is not dying. New life is getting married. New life is going to be taking on a new name. And new life is going to change this place. I want you to look around. Look at the people that are next to you right now. I really want you to look at the people that are next to you right now and that are around this room. I want you to also think for a moment about all of the people that you have loved through the years that were sitting in those seats next to you. You need to know that those people, that the people sitting right next to you right now, that is God's church. This building has nothing to do with God's church. You are God's church. You are what He's interested in. He doesn't care about real estate. He owns it all. He loves you. And next week, my prayer is that you will be over there at the Regal Cinemas at Arbor Place Mall, sitting in more comfortable seats than these even. And you will be able to turn your head and you will be able to look at people. And you will see each other. And you will see some friends that you used to see sitting in these seats a long time ago. And you will see dozens and dozens of other people that have a passion for Christ, that love God and that are learning how to be loved by God. Next Sunday, you will sit and you will look next to you and you will see God's church. What He is concerned about. Doesn't matter where we meet. Doesn't matter what last name, we have. We are His people and we are loved. I look around this room and the verse in Romans that I just read, the last part of that, is so true. It is so incredibly true. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings. Now, it's hard to rejoice in sufferings. The only way that we can possibly rejoice in sufferings is to know that they don't last forever. That God is the God. God is faithful. But our sufferings do produce endurance. And endurance does produce hope or character. And character produces hope. And I look around this room and I see friends that I've known since the 1990s. We've been loving each other. But we all look different today. I heard somebody say on TV, I think, the other day that every morning he gets up and he looks in the mirror and he says, "Who is that old man wearing my pajamas?" But even more than that, we look different to the core of our souls. We are not the people that we used to be. Some of the people around this room, I know, would not have ever dreamed of standing up in front of other people and talking. They would have turned into a big, red, embarrassed blob. And I know that some always just wanted to be in the background and just helping to set up some stuff. They never wanted to be out front and in charge. And yet they've been challenged and pushed, and they have grown so much. I see people that 15, 20 years ago were the most timid of timid people for Christ. They weren't even sure that it was all real. And I believe that through the perseverance that you have shown, some of you have grown to be the most godly people that I have ever met. And I am so thankful that God has worked that in your lives. I am not the man that I used to be. You're not the men and women that you used to be. We've been through a lot. God is so faithful. Very little scares me anymore. And I doubt very much will scare you all either. God is the God of redemption. This story is just beginning. There will be grief. And that's natural, and that's normal, and that is okay. But grief brings growth. And I am more thrilled that we are going to be able to do this together again. I am so thrilled, and I am so thankful. Let's bow. Dear Heavenly Father, You are faithful. Even though at times it seems like you don't answer the prayers the way that we want them to be answered, God, we know that You love us. Help us to love others the way that You love us. Father, I thank You for the people that are in this room that have persevered through so many trials. And I know that You are going to be faithful to them, and that You are going to fill their lives up with joy again. Father, I pray for Your peace and Your love to just overwhelm the hearts of everybody that is here. Help us to love You more every day. Help us to take the challenge of reaching the lost in Douglas County and do things greater than we've ever done before to Your glory. For Your glory. Father, bring Your peace. Bring Your hope and bring Your strength. Help us to be like Your apostles. Help us to see Your story of redemption. We pray this in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask you if you...